News starts right now.
Today represents a ringing endorsement for truth and for democracy.
Fox has admitted to telling lies about Dominion that caused enormous damage to my company, our employees, and the customers that we serve. Nothing can ever make up for that.
Wow, I did not see this coming. I mean, I saw the outcome that Fox is going to lose this coming. Well, I think anybody who's paid attention to this story had no doubt that Fox was going to lose this lawsuit about whether they lied about the election rigging that they claimed went on with the Dominion voting systems. You know, if you've seen the emails, if you've heard any of the conversation about this case over the last, what, 3 or 4 months, I guess, something like that, however long it's been, the idea that Fox was going to prevail in this lawsuit, I mean, there's no chance. It seemed like there was no possibility. What was surprising to me is that we would have a $1.6 billion claim against Fox for Dominion, and that on the day it was supposed to start, the judge would get up and be like, "Oh, we're all done here." Because it looks, looks to me like Dominion left a half, well, $750 million on the table. They're going to get, what, 787, I think is the number. Not quite, you know, about a little more than $750 million Fox is going to pay them. And the only question is how much would a jury have awarded? To me, I mean, that was my only question, is how much would the jury have awarded? So that was Justin Nelson. He was the lead attorney for the Dominion lawsuit, or for Dominion, and then John Poulos, who is the CEO for Dominion Voting Systems. Now, we're not done. If you've been paying attention to this news, there are other lawsuits against Fox for Fox News for, you know, lying about the election, other voting machine companies and others related to that. So we're not done. But to put this in perspective, the this is about a quarter of a year's profit, I think is how I read the numbers. I'm just not great with some of these kind of things. But the overall revenue, this is about 5% of overall revenues, about $14 billion a year for Fox, but it's about a quarter of their annual profit, which is, you know, pretty substantial, you know, in terms of the amount of money they're paying out. And again, if you're asking for 1.6, it looks like if you're going to lose, then paying half of that is, you know, you're ahead, right? You say, well, Fox didn't explicitly have to admit guilt in the settlement. Yeah, they admitted there were falsehoods, and I don't think you take this deal, I don't think you offer this deal unless you realize that it would be way worse for you to go through the trial. Because in the trial, you're going to have all of these high-profile news anchors and commentators have to get up there and explain how they knew that what they were saying about the election claims of fraud were wrong. And you know Fox does not want that. That's way worse. So they're willing to pay to avoid that possibility. Now, it's true on the other side. You know, why would Dominion not go through with it? I mean, after all, what's more valuable to you than the tremendously entertaining and validating experience of watching all of your opponents who publicly called you scoundrels and liars and, you know, right over all the, and, you know, that you did horrible things? What's more satisfying than watching them say, "No, we were wrong, we lied," you know, publicly, right? Which they won't get now. Well, there is risk because proving defamation is hard. Which, by the way, let me say this. I know there are still people, some of you, okay, who still believe these claims about the election fraud, who still believe that it was rigged, who still believe, you know, that Donald Trump did not lose the election. Okay. You don't give up on a defamation suit. Ever. You know, because they're so easy to win. If you're the first of all you have to do is prove what you said was true. You've heard this said before. Truth is an absolute defense in defamation cases, right? In other words, if there's evidence that Dominion machines actually did do what all of the, you know, Sidney Powell and President Trump and the anchors and commentators, not all of them, but many of them at Fox, said they did, all you have to do is show that's true. And you win. Which means it's false. It's false. And so, not just false, by the way, but false and they knew it was false. Or suspected it, or reasonably believed it because that it was false. And kept talking about how they did this stuff. That's where the defamation comes in, is where you don't do your diligence, where you either believe it to be false and keep saying that it's true, or whether you should have known that it was false and you keep saying it's true. And, you know, repeating the president, former president's outrageous claims on the subject is not a defense if you have reason to believe that what he's saying is false. That's what they're saying. It's newsworthy. Is new the word. And by the way, listen, I played some of Sidney Powell's comments on this show. I've played President Trump's comments on this show to a degree that at the time they might have been plausible. But I think you haven't heard me do that in a long time. It's been a long time since I gave any of that nonsense credit. And because so now, I mean, if they like, people who are interviewing Trump going forward and he starts to say this nonsense, they have to put a disclaimer on it, I would think, to cover themselves, to be sure. They might have to challenge him directly for saying it, to be avoiding any guilt in their own, you know, like the vague claim about election fraud or elections being sold. You know, he can probably still say that, but he certainly can't say anything about the voting machines. Not if he's on a network that cares about not getting sued for defamation after this, right? So this is a big deal to me. That it would come out so quickly that they would have a settlement like this. But again, to me, that also says that's how much Fox didn't want to have. It's bad enough for them what CNN and MSNBC and heck, ABC, NBC, you know, CBS are able to say before and now. But can you imagine if you actually had some of these folks on TV having to admit this stuff? How many times that would get played on MSNBC? I mean, there's a lot to lose for them. So, anyway, I'm not surprised by the outcome. I'm only surprised that it happened so quickly and that it was so sudden and that we were all waiting for this trial. And honestly, the one thing that Dominion really had to gain by the trial was to have it all said in public, right? But there is, and I say this again, there is a risk in going to defamation lawsuits because they're so hard to win. They are really, really hard to win, defamation lawsuits, because there are all kinds of defenses after New York Times versus Sullivan for, you know, media organizations and what they say about public figures and, you know, events of public interest, which, yes, there is some risk in persuading a jury. And maybe the jury comes back and doesn't give you $750 million. You know, maybe they come back and give you $200 million. So taking half, you know, is a pretty obvious choice for them. But, you know, it, again, goes to the point that this is, even though they haven't actually come out and admitted we lied, that's how I read it. I don't think a reasonable person can read it any other way. 518 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And, you know, if you are getting ready to buy that next vehicle, I strongly recommend Frontier Motors. Had a great experience there. We bought a car because they had it. Like, I always talk about the selection of cars they have, you know, 300 different makes and models of, you know, 1, 2, 3 years old cars that are low miles, great condition, good prices. I always talk about there's all those cars on the lot and you can compare them side by side. And that's all true. That's why we bought from them in the first place. I didn't, they were advertisers on news radio, but that's not why I went there. You know, I had heard about them from people and knew they were a good place. And that's not why I went there. I went there because they had a car that nobody else had. We called it our unicorn. They had it. We drove it. We liked it. They gave us a great price, and we bought the car. And so, to me, my experience of Frontier Motors is the things I'm telling you about. Like, that's why I came to my sales manager after. I was like, hey, can I do ads for Frontier? Because they're fantastic. You know, like, that's, I started that relationship. And then that relationship got even better as other things that I've told you about many times. But the point is, it was selection that got us there in the first time. So when I say, you know, they've got a good selection, how do you know, Andrew? Well, let me tell you a story. I know. So Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor, every blank page is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with tools and expertise to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. For advice on smart PCs powered by Intel vPro that's built for business, call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
The Dave Ramsey Show. Afternoons at 1. After Brian Kilmeade on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop
you off.
A 25 lighters on my dresser, yes, sir. You know I got to get paid. A 25 lighters on my dresser, yes, sir. You know I got to get paid.
The answer to the question, what does whiskey sound like? ZZ Top. 522 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Maybe you say George Thorogood. We could have a debate there. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne's in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
The Supreme Court expected to announce its ruling on the abortion medication mifepristone today. Earlier this month, a Texas federal judge ruled that production and distribution needed to be halted nationwide. Both the Justice Department and pharmaceutical industry support FDA approval of the drug, which underwent years of testing before its original approval all the way back in 2000. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy set to visit Israel later this month in what will be his first foreign trip in the role. He made the announcement on Tuesday, saying that the visit will commemorate Israel's 75th year of statehood. And I didn't even know they were still doing this, but Netflix is officially ending.
Yeah, I know.
DVD
I saw that.
By mail.
Did you ever subscribe to Netflix? Are you old enough to have subscribed to Netflix DVDs in the mail?
I did. I think probably right when they started doing it in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that they were even still offering that particular service.
Yeah, and so the way I read it is they're getting rid of it because it's not getting them enough money. But I read it as like there's like $180 million of revenue from this every year for them. I'm surprised they're shedding it because it seems like there are a lot of people who still... You know, there's a large variety of titles available that you can't get online, you know, because they can only put so much stuff on the server. But there's all kinds of stuff in the discs. And this goes back to, like, the guy who founded it had this idea, and he put a music CD in the mail to a friend to make sure, to see if it would turn out, to see if they would damage it. And it didn't, you know. So most of the time, the mail is safe enough for a CD or a DVD. But, so you did back in the day?
I did.
One, two, or three discs at a time.
I had the two disc at a time.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, big spender. I mean, you know, I don't know anybody who's rich enough to have paid for three discs at a time. Candy?
I don't want to say now, but three discs at a time. No, that's when I started binging. My first binge show was that way, and it was Nip Tuck. Like, I went on vacation and came back, and my husband didn't send back my DVDs. That was one of the only fights we had.
Because you were expecting to be able to keep going on
the
series.
Yes, I had to know what's going on.
Yeah, no,
that was a good show.
That was a really... So... You know, the irony here is, right, like, Netflix went into business in order to put Blockbuster out of business, right? That's what Netflix, they used to throw parties at was it Redbox or Netflix? No, I think it was Netflix. Anyway, they'd throw a party every time a Blockbuster store shut its doors. But of course, you know, Blockbuster had its own subscription service back in the day. We were on that for a while, and then we went under the Netflix, and then we stopped both of those. But then, of course, you know, the subscription services put them out of it. It's just like, you know, this gradual replacement of, because nobody wants to wait. Nobody wants to wait.
We're all too lazy to put in DVDs.
I know. Living room? God.
Yeah. I still have them, though.
Do you think DVDs would... I mean, they're still around, of course. And, you know, you still can rent them for free at the library and, you know, all this kind of stuff. But and buy them in the discount bin at Walmart. Do you think if DVDs didn't require you to physically get up and handle them, they'd be more popular?
Yes.
Because that's what streaming is, right? Well, you just sit on your couch and hit the button. David, thanks so much for the update. I appreciate it. 525 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're looking for a real estate agent, you know, look, I think results matter. I mean, you think whatever you want. You know, you make your choices. How are you going to make them? It's fine. You know, somebody's in the gardening club with you, and that's why you want them to be a realtor. Hey, it's your life. Do what you want. I'm just saying, for my money, and it's money, you know, I want somebody who gets the job done. Christina Leavenworth sold over 200 homes last year. Only selling homes for like 5 or 6 years. The level of success that she and her team at Leavenworth Realty have is amazing. On the other hand, there's an awful lot of realtors, and there's nothing wrong with this. You know, realtors in my family who don't sell very many homes. Okay, it's common. But currently in the MLS, there's about 3,000 realtors listed. 1,600 of them haven't sold any homes so far this year. Half. Because in a year, they're going to sell 2, 1, 0, something like that. Christina Leavenworth so far sold 36, 29 under contract. Only 20 realtors have sold more than 20 in the first quarter. 7 have sold more than 30. She's got 36 and 29 under contract. So all I would think is, like, if I'm you, okay, or just, you know, if it's me, do I want somebody who in the last year they sold a house? Or do I want somebody who in the last year sold, you know, 230? I mean, that's kind of the question, you know, and then you just make your decision, whatever you want to do. It's your money. It's your house. 723-9158, 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. 527 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What was the other thing that I was going to tell you about? This is actually kind of interesting. There's... in Florida, we have a new Supreme Court justice that we're looking for, and there have been 15 applicants. I'm not going to bother going through all the names. We'll see how this process plays out. You've got the new Reedy Creek proposal. This is the pushback from DeSantis against the choice late, you know, 11th hour at the meetings that the old board had before he replaced that board, that they changed things and put a promise in under the King's heir's name. You remember this? Like, the duration of this contract will be as long as there's any surviving current heirs from Charles III. Like, it's just, I mean, it's a weird contract, but they did this, and, you know, Alex Andrade had told us that, no, this is not going to hold up. You know, we're the state of Florida, basically. And, you know, DeSantis has kind of had that attitude as well. In fact, the way he's been talking about this recently is pretty adamant that Disney will not be able to do what they think they've done and what kind of the news people keep covering as a big win, which is kind of, I had talked about a little bit that way. And then I asked Alex, he's like, no, it's not the way to talk about this.
There is a bill that will be put out in the Florida legislature that will make sure that the agreements purported to be entered into by Disney are revoked, and the people's will is established and is upheld.
So that's what, remember, he's a lawyer. Remember, Governor DeSantis is a lawyer, so he, and not that Disney doesn't have good lawyers, too. I mean, you know, everybody's got their lawyers. I'm just saying that he might have some ideas here that, based on his experience. But also, when he was speaking in Hillsdale, didn't play this clip yesterday, but he talked about specifically the Disney issue.
There'll be a lot of that comes out over the next month or two, but suffice it to say, you know, the legislature is going to avoid anything Disney did on the way out the door. But now that Disney has reopened this issue, we're not just going to avoid the development agreement they tried to do. We're going to look at things like taxes on the hotels. We're going to look at things like tolls on the roads. We're going to look at things like developing some of the property that the district owns. And so at the end of the day, I think what Disney has tried to do is they've tried to say that they should be able to operate outside the context of our constitutional system in Florida. No, we took this action prior to the election. We won overwhelmingly. They are not superior to the people of Florida. And so come hell or high water, we're going to make sure that that policy of Florida carries the day. And so they can keep trying to do things, but ultimately we're going to win on every single issue involving Disney. I can tell you that.
So time will tell, obviously, but it doesn't sound to me like he's just a little committed. Hell or high water, right? That's the phraseology. Hey, coming up this Saturday from 8 to 11 at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds, Shred-a-thon in conjunction with News Radio, WARABC3, the Better Business Bureau, and Gilmore Services. So come out there and grind up to 50 pounds of your documents that you'd like to get rid of in a safe way. And Crawfish Festival, Fiesta Crawfish Festival, next weekend, the 28th through the 30th, in Seville Park and Fountain Park downtown. David Wayne's got your local news next after Fox.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Andrew Lester is home this morning. The 84-year-old is charged with shooting 16-year-old Ralph Yarl, who went to his Kansas City, Missouri home by mistake and knocked on the door. That's when prosecutors say Lester shot the teen twice, once in the head. An attorney for the Yarl family says the case should qualify as a hate crime because Yarl was only armed with his black skin. A very short ceasefire in Sudan. The fighting rages for a fifth day, picking up just hours after an internationally brokered truce was supposed to have taken effect. The refusal by the warring sides to stop the violence raising the specter that both sides are in it for the long haul. The death toll from a fire at a Beijing hospital rising to 29, including 26 patients, authorities saying today. A dozen people have been detained, including the hospital's head and her deputy. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 54 degrees right now in Pensacola. In an effort to continue helping local Hurricane Sally victims, Escambia and Santa Rosa counties now considering programs to allow them to buy homes that have been damaged during the hurricane. Lainey Burritt, Santa Rosa County's Grants and Special Programs Director, tells Channel 3 that it'll likely be about a year before they know if they get the funding.
It's a rare opportunity that became available to us. It does, in order for residents to qualify, there does have to be a direct tie back to Hurricane Sally, and also that it is for low to moderate income families, and that the space that we acquire would be green space in perpetuity.
Santa Rosa County submitted an application for $5 million in funding. Escambia County applied for $3 million. The city of Pensacola inviting the public to the celebration of the opening of the new Blake Doyle Community Skate Park.
A ribbon-cutting ceremony will be held Tuesday afternoon, May 2nd at 3. The park, located under I-110 along North Haines Street, will be open immediately following the ribbon cutting. The park features about 25,000 square feet of skatable surface area for skaters of all ages and skill levels. The skate park also includes a beginner area, multi-level skate plaza, and two skate bowls, along with an additional 5,700 square feet of surrounding sidewalk and gathering areas. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Starting next Monday, the TSA will be going through some equipment upgrades. That might mean delays, though, at security checkpoints at the Pensacola International Airport.
We're going to ask people, you know, stick with the TSA numbers. They recommend 2 hours beforehand, and we're going to stick with that. We don't always operate all four lanes. Sometimes, depending on the throughput, we're only at 2 lanes.
Airport Director Matt Coughlin says they'll be replacing and upgrading 4 CT scanners that check your carry-on bags. TSA will be taking one lane out of service at a time. Each lane should take about 3 weeks to replace, with training on the new equipment also needed. For TSA agents, the project isn't expected to wrap up until late this summer at the earliest. It is 534 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather.
Good Wednesday, middle of the work week. To finish out the rest of the work week, we do have highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s with sunny skies. Low temperatures a little bit chilly on Wednesday morning, but Thursday and Friday morning see low temperatures warm back into the 60s. If you're looking for our next rain chance, it's Saturday morning at 60% chances. And then a cold front moves in and cools our temperatures back to below normal for the weekend. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News. Have a great day.
And right now, 54 degrees. It is mostly clear skies here in Pensacola. 59 in Gulf Breeze, 50 in Milton. Your next news at 6. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Listen to local talk in your morning and afternoon drive. Local experts during the day with the Pensacola Expert Panel. And national talk with Brian Kilmeade and Dave Ramsey. Listen to local news and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. Along with WEAR News during your afternoon drive and at 10 p.m. We have your traffic on the fives during your commute. And when breaking news hits, we have you covered. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620.
Is your home your dream home, or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
I've been collecting watches since around 2018. Made my first big purchase thinking that was going to be my only watch. When you're looking at watches and you're doing them online, or if you're in the secondary market, it can be scary because there's a lot of fakes. And I really do focus in on coming into an authorized dealer like Bray's for any of the Omega or Breitling purchases. They will let you try it on, take pictures, go home, think about it, and just really set your mind at ease.
Come visit us at Bray Jewelers.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Informative news and talk. Local news and talk. And dependable news and talk. Now on the FM dial at 95.3.
Good morning, 5:37 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I've drunk some of the Promised Land milk that Candy promised to bring in yesterday, and the chocolate. Oh my God!
I told you.
No, it really is amazing.
Really good when you can find it.
Really
it
really is.
Yeah.
It's liquid milk chocolate. I mean, you know, you have chocolate milk. This is milk chocolate is what this is. It's just
the greatest
it's
thing in the world.
Amazing.
They have a 2%, but I'm sure it's fine as well.
Why would you bring me that nonsense?
No.
Oh, speaking of, this is totally unrelated, but I was at the store yesterday, or not yesterday, a couple days ago. I was at Walmart, and I just happened to see something. I was actually in the process of returning the dry roasted peanuts unsalted. Good Lord.
I've
dry roasted means
too.
Salted. How dare you?
Yeah,
and
right.
I'm always buying the one that's got like, you know, oh, I didn't know that was the no taste version. Because I look and I actually look at the label and thought, I'm good. And I taste it and like, there's something missing. Oh, you got me again. So I took it back and got the real ones. Same thing. I was in the dairy aisle and I was looking at the milk area and I happened to see Great Value brand fat free half and half. What the... How can that even be possible?
Wouldn't it just be half?
Yeah, well, it's not even half.
Skim?
It's
yeah.
Zero. Fat-free is zero
that's
and
true.
Zero.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And so I didn't buy it, obviously. I'm not interested. I didn't want to know. Horrible. Anyway, let's move on. Chip Simmons, yesterday we had a chance to talk to Chip Simmons, Sheriff of Escambia County. Welcome back to the program, Sheriff.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. I really am. Having a good day. Not everybody has had good days in the last week. That's a lot of times the stuff that we talk about, although some really good stuff. Actually, you know what? We never start with good news. Let's start with good news. Let's Cops, Cars, and Crawfish, huge event.
It was a great success. We certainly appreciate the partnership that the Sheriff's Office has with the Sheriff Foundation. And what a great event it was at Five Flags Speedway. We had Cobb's Crawfish. We've talked about it here in the last couple of weeks. But, man, the weather held off for us. It was great. We just finished up before the weather started to come in. A huge success. In fact, the foundation will probably post their numbers here, I don't know, within an hour or so on their Facebook to tell them exactly how much money gross that we made and then subtract some of the costs. But man, we can't thank the community, can't thank the foundation enough because, as you know, the foundation raises money for the deputies and for the civilian employees at the sheriff's office. And only two things they do. They help the employees and they help with our engagement. So those are two great things.
No, it's really good. And, like, you know, I saw all the pictures on Facebook. It looked like it was a huge success, even though some people here in this studio thought things could get rained out on Saturday.
Who was the naysayer?
David Wayne. Sorry, David. I did think it was going to get rained out, but man, what a beautiful day right up until the end.
Let me know if you need a jack for that bus, David. All right, so back to Sheriff Jessup.
Well, you can tell the weather by these car people that go to car shows. They're not getting out in bad weather.
Right.
No, that's true.
They're the most reliable.
And we had over 150 cars there. When they started showing up, you knew you were good for a couple hours.
They're the light weather equivalent of the Waffle House being open. Like, the Waffle House will tell you about the hurricanes, and the car show guys will tell you about, you know, whether the weather's going to be rainy.
I prayed for good weather.
And I don't blame
you. I didn't
for
say
that.
You didn't. How has spring break been going? I see some reports from other counties that are really concerning, but it seems like it's been pretty, I don't want to say the Q word, but I'll say uneventful.
Yeah, well, I talked to our beach commander over the last couple of weeks, and you know, there's some people have spring break at different times, so we're I guess we're finishing up as we speak. But we had little to no problems at all. We issued some underage drinking citations, but that's pretty much it. You know, and we want to keep it that way. We had extra deputies out there. We worked with the Island Authority. They've been pretty good about it. And then our deputies have been pretty much on top of things, not just on the beach, but also on the residential areas where people are renting their homes and that sort of thing. So we use our four-wheelers quite a bit and patrol some of the neighborhoods as well as the white sandy.
Yeah, park. I mean, party houses are every bit as much a concern as misbehavior on the parking lot or the boardwalk or out on the beach, right?
So. Yeah, because I mean, we just don't want things to get out of hand, so we make sure that we have enough of manpower out there to handle the residents and the beach itself.
From my perspective, the big news event of the last week that dealt with the sheriff's office was a couple of citizen employees at one of my grocery stores I like to go to, the grocery outlet on Brent and US 29. They thwarted a crime and got the praise of the sheriff.
Yeah, well, praise, yeah. we were looking for the guy. He had warrants already. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, we put out a picture of a guy we're trying to identify because he was doing some burglaries. And this individual who we had secured five burglary warrants, well, he happened to also decide he would steal some money from the grocery outlet. He waited towards, I guess, the end of their shift, and he reached in, grabbed a money bag, and tried to run. Unfortunately for him, there were three employees there that noticed it. They tackled him, and if you listen to their interview, it's great.
Really. It was funny,
They pinned him down. How they recreated it, and it worked out pretty well. We got there. He fought a little bit with us, but obviously with the employees' efforts and our deputy's quick response, we were able to arrest him and then charge him with those five other burglaries. So he's, I don't know what he was thinking, but. I guess he didn't look around well enough to see those employees eyeing him.
It's funny because, like, the response from all the people that I have talked to is the same. First of all, they're always surprised I go there. Like, do you feel safe there? I'm like, I feel safer there than anywhere I go. Like, this is, if you were going to rob a place, that's the last place you would rob. I mean, these people know what they're doing. I feel super safe there. It's great. And they're super friendly and wonderful. So,
it's good. It's
a great story. It really is. One of the other things, you guys had was it one or two chases on Jackson this last week?
Well, we had a couple of chases. The same guy fled from us one time and we canceled it. And then the second time they crashed their car and then they ran into the area And what we do in those situations is if there's enough deputies in the area, we'll secure a perimeter, mm-hmm. and we'll call our canine. And that's what we did. We in this case, we had two canines that were working, so they could kind of work and then rest, and then the other one could come and work. And what we did after probably it was after work for me, so I happened to drive by there, and so I heard the great work that they were doing. I heard them set up the perimeter on the radio. I heard them talking about the last area. I heard them talk about getting the track. I heard them talking about what direction they think that the bad guy's going in. And it was just textbook. And then when I get out there, they did it. And by the time I get out there, the canine had already taken a bite at a crime and ended up finding the suspect, and he was taken to jail.
Taking a bite at a crime. That's different than the McGruff crime dog. I like that.
Is it?
It inspires a question for me. I have no idea the answer. How often do you have to call home and be like, honey, I'll be late tonight? I mean, how often does... Because you don't have to be there at something right. like that. But, right. you know, you can't keep a regular schedule as a sheriff. It's not possible. Unless you just don't attend to things.
Yeah, if you just... I mean, you could.
Right.
It happens a lot. I'm always... Thank goodness for cell phones and texting and say, I'll be a little bit late.
Does she ever get mad?
No, I think after all these years...
it's been enough. Stuff,
she's like... she probably rolls her eyes and says, good, I'll eat what I want for dinner. So see what she wants to do.
I'll wait on sexy legs. Motorcycle callback. That's right.
Callback.
Yeah.
Very good.
I don't know.
I think it was his hair he was talking about in that comment. The other thing is, you know, PPD's got a drone they use for tracking people, which is really effective, especially at night. Do you guys have a drone program for sheriff's office?
Oh yeah, we have three. We have about five drones, and we use three of the drones. Yeah. Oh yeah.
And that's and that's for trekking and places that are hard to and searching for people too.
It's for missing persons. It's for searching for elderly people that wandered off. It's for missing children. It's also for setting up perimeters and for SWAT operations. So we've had our drone program up for the last couple of years, and we continue to grow it. We put quite a bit of money into our program. You have to have certified drone operators, so we have I think five of them now at the agency, and they do a really good job. In fact, the drone, if you'd have come to the cops, cars and crawfish, you'd have seen our drone unit in action
because we had
up there monitoring some of the crowd and getting some pictures.
Makes perfect sense. And I'm guessing this is either a custody related or just a romantic or whatever, but woman's got kids in her car and a guy tries to ram into her multiple different times with the car with the kids inside of it. Is that right?
That's basically it. We arrested him, charged him with multiple trying to crash his car into her car, and there were kids inside. I mean, just first of all, it's bad enough you're trying to ram someone in
right.
their car. People forget how dangerous a vehicle can be. Everyone concentrates on guns and knives, and they should. But you also have a thousands of pound weapon that an individual can use, and they can, if they don't run over you individually, they can hit your car and then cause a crash or cause serious injuries by the striking of the car itself. And that's what this person did multiple times, clearly out of control.
Yeah.
And so we obviously put him in jail. So that's where he can sit and contemplate his actions.
You know, when I was a kid, I used to love to watch all kinds of action movies, and I still do. But nowadays, I find that having talked to police officers so much that when I'm watching an action movie and there's a chase scene and you see this car get hit or that car get hit, cars get run off the road, cars behind you collide because you're speeding through the intersection, all I'm thinking is, I bet there's a family in that minivan. You know, like that's... Do you have that reaction when you see stuff like that on TV or movies? Like you're thinking as the law enforcement officer, oh my God, all of this horrible thing's happening on the side. I mean, even though it's fake, it's still... That would be the reality if that happened, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, a lot of times the chases get canceled. But the ones that you see on television are always for terrorists or people who are having shootouts or shooting at you. You're probably not going to cancel that chase. You've got to stop this individual. They are a danger to society. And I realize we're talking about a movie.
Of course.
I understand all that. But unfortunately, that does happen from time to time. We have had people shoot at us during car chases. We have had people intentionally try to cause crashes trying to get away because they understand that we care about our community. They understand that we care about, you know, other motorists. I always think it's funny you say that because I always contemplate exactly, you know, they wouldn't do it like that. Here's the thing. Nowadays, when you ram a car, the airbags typically will deploy, and that causes the crash to stop. You know, that's why our hoodlums, when they crash their cars, the airbags deploy and they have to get out and run on foot. like what happened over last couple of days. That's where our canines, you know, sprung into action.
That makes sense. I had not thought about that, how that makes the car undrivable at that point for them. So last thing, I've been wanting to ask you this for a little while, but I keep managing to put it off. SB 150 either allowed or allows, I forget where we're at on this, but that private schools can use guardians that you would have trained in private schools. And of course, this comes up in context with that school shooting where it was a private school. They're not right. required to have. But are you training guardians for private schools? Is that something that you've had conversations with the private schools about and vice versa?
We have not been training for the private schools. What we do is we apply for a grant. The statute, the original statute, called for the sheriff's offices in the 67 counties in Florida to train it voluntarily, if the sheriff's office agrees to do this, to train the guardians for the various school districts. And so what we do is we apply for a grant that covers the cost of the training.
Okay.
And then the guardians are employed by the school district themselves. So this bill, as I understand it, would allow for guardians to also get those, you know, at request the sheriff's office, train them, and then they would employ them as well. We have had conversation with some private schools here locally about some off-duty officers, that off-duty deputies that might want to work in those schools, and some do, but we have not had a discussion about which ones will want or need or be able to afford, quite frankly, the guardians.
But I assume if the bill passes, if it gets into law, at that point, anybody who's interested, you would consider those requests just like any other request for helping secure the schools.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, again, school safety is obviously on the right. top of our list for priorities. But again, I want to keep saying, my preference would be a sworn law enforcement officer with a radio and gun and arrest powers at these schools. But if you can't do that right now, the next best thing I would think is the Guardian program.
Right. Makes perfect sense. Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, sir, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for what you do. And we'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.
As always, thanks so much. 550 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you need HVAC work to be done, you got a lot of places that you could call. You want to make sure that you're getting good service, good quality installation, good products, and people you can trust that when you pick up the phone and make the call, they're going to be there for you. That's Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical. And right now, of course, is the time to start thinking about making sure you got that annual tune-up, checkup for your air conditioning system. You want to make sure that it turns on and stays on, and that while it is on, it doesn't waste your money by, you know, being inefficient, essentially. So have them come out and look at your system and check it out and make sure that it's going to work properly all summer long. $49 inspections for the AC unit right now with Peden Air Conditioning and Heating. They've got offices in Panama City, Destin, Fort Walton, and a large location here in Pensacola and Ellison Field. Also expanding soon to Baldwin County. So whatever your need is, they're everywhere. Also, free sewer camera inspections to make sure that everything is set up right there. And if there's a problem, okay, then it's $250 off the repairs, so the inspection is free. But, you know, if you do work with them, you get a pretty big chunk taken off of it because you started with them. So for any of those needs, call Peden Heating and Air Conditioning or find out more about Peden, PEADEN.com.
Looking for an affordable healthcare solution? Check out ProHealth. ProHealth's medical membership provides unlimited primary care visits with $0 copay, Teladoc, 24/7 virtual care access with $0 copay, minor emergency care, chronic disease management, 25% off lab work and procedures, free annual flu vaccine, free annual physical, free monthly B12 shot, and more for only $45 a month. No appointment needed. Just walk in one of their 7 locations. ProHealthFL.com. That's ProHealthFL.com.
It's the biggest party of the year. Unfiltered, off-kilter, and a little unhinged with PLT's Cabaret Off-Broadway. Saturday, May 6th, Cabaret's Playhouse theme transforms the theater and surrounding block into an indoor-outdoor entertainment complex, seamlessly fusing local art and celebration to showcase art as the life of the party. Come immerse yourself in the best of Pensacola's art scene. Get your tickets now before it sells out at the Pensacola Little Theater box office or online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Celebrate this weekend at Bamboo Willie's on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk for their 21st annual Crawfish Festival. Enjoy live music all weekend long by Bangarang Peter, Rusty Matoya and the Zydeco Crush, Dusty Sanders, and many, many more. The 5K starts at 8 Saturday morning, then fireworks Saturday night, and you'll definitely want to sink your teeth into some of the best hot, juicy crawfish and enjoy the beach-famous daiquiris while watching the sunset. It's all this weekend at Bamboo Willie's on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy.
and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Wherever you are, you can listen to News Radio Pensacola on the radio at 92.3, 95.3, or AM 1620.
Should I tell that story? That's a funny story. Maybe I won't.
You can. Which one?
I love Gracie.
Oh,
Gracie
she's Wolf. The best. She is the I know. Best. She's fantastic. So young, though.
But she's 20. Wait, she's 22 now? She's 21.
I don't know.
She's 21 or 22. Okay. She's very young. And so she was training you how to board off the show
one
time.
She was showing me how to board off. And man, what a talented lady. And she's moving and grooving and everything. But it was funny because she goes, you know, you'll play this and just slide it over. And there's a lot of times I
playing bumper
go,
music
yeah!
out of the big
and
folder.
And I'm like, God, I
music.
Love that song. She goes, I just pick it and play it in order. And I was like, well, that's why you're good, because you don't pay attention. You know what I mean? You just do that.
She's not doing it for her own sake. Right.
Right. Where I'm just like, God, I love They Might Be Giants. I'm going to play these guys. But yeah, she plays it. She goes, well, he likes that Van Halen band. And I was like, it's so cute. And you do like that Van
That's
Halen
right.
band.
That's right. I do like that Van Halen band. It's just, it's adorable. And, you know.
That was just cute the way she said it. But
right.
Man, she's
like,
very
you,
smart.
You
very,
know, that
man,
thing that those people, those old people, you know.
It's like, oh, just, man.
And I listen, you know, sometimes young people get a knock, bad rap in our culture for being, you know, not good workers, not smart, not diligent, not caring. The young people
not
that we
here,
have working
dude.
Here are fantastic.
Oh
no,
gosh.
Seriously.
Yeah, she could be president one day. I
you
love
know, Davis
her.
Worked here for a long time, and then, you know, he worked for the county, and he's fantastic.
Talk
Gracie's
about-
outstanding. Does nights on Cat Country now, so, you know.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Ralph Jarl has now been invited to the White House. Jarl's the teenager from Kansas City that was allegedly shot by an elderly man for ringing the wrong doorbell. He's still recuperating from his injuries. He reportedly got a call from President Biden and now is looking forward to taking him up on that invitation. The Air Force is stripping the Massachusetts Air National Guard of its intelligence mission after that classified document leak. The Air Force announced yesterday that the 102nd Intelligence Wing is no longer performing its assigned mission. And more than a third of Americans live in places with unhealthy air pollution levels. The American Lung Association has released their State of the Air report. They say 120 million Americans are living in areas where the air was rated unhealthy in 2022. But I pulled the report up.
I'm sure we're good.
Well, we got a B.
Yeah, all right.
We didn't get an A. We got a B in Escambia County. Santa Rosa County got an A on the report, though.
Can I say what everybody knows?
Yeah.
Which... there, well, I don't know. I don't want to say it. There is a certain odor that emanates from somewhere north of here.
Oh, yeah.
That everyone knows that's that smell. And that combined with, I'm sure, traffic congestion, okay, is another cause of this. I'm sure that'd be the reason. I'm just saying that's probably the reason, okay? And I have lived in places, you know, it's always interesting. I grew up in Chicago, so I grew up in a place where you had to go take your car in for the emissions test.
Yeah,
right?
New York State was every year.
And then we moved like to Central Illinois, and one day I woke up and I'm like, you know, I haven't had to take my car in for an emission. Oh.
Isn't it great?
Because the biggest polluter to our air is the cows farting, right?
Now, just out of curiosity, what's the stinkiest town you've ever driven through?
Oh, Decatur, Illinois.
Yeah?
Or is it Decatur? Yeah, Decatur. Yeah. Where the...
it's pretty bad.
It's a soybean factory or something in that town. It's... Oh. That's an awful smell. That's the worst for sure.
What about you, David?
Yeah, David, what do you got?
Fort Morgan, Colorado.
Oh, why?
There's a beet factory on one side of town. I think a dog
like beets?
Food, yeah, beets.
Like they, veggies?
Right, like veggies.
Not like the headphones,
they
but like the purple
right.
things that nobody should
yeah,
eat. Right.
Canned beets. And then on the other side of the town, I think there's like a dog food factory.
Oh,
so
God.
The whole thing
yeah.
is just bad. Terrible.
Which, you know, I appreciate the end result of the industry, but I don't want to live near the industry. you know, that's kind of a lot of times, unfortunately. But yeah, so anyway, so, you know, Chicago, you get tested when, you know, you get your car tested. Then living in Champaign at the University of Illinois, you don't have to get tested because the air is clean. And then we lived in St. Louis, and I think we did not do testing in St. Louis. I believe that's right.
You don't have to test in St. Louis.
Yeah, and then we moved to Phoenix, Arizona, and all of a sudden I'm like, what the deuce? I got to take my car in to get them, and dang it. You know, high pollution area. Right? A congested metropolitan area. Oregon, no testing. Here, no testing because, you know, the air is fine. But it was always interesting to me because, you know, how when you grow up in a place, you kind of assume every place is like the place you grew up. And then I lived in a place where you didn't have to get a test. I'm like, oh, this is better. I like this better. Crazy. Not just I don't have to get the car tested, but also that air. That air is a little bit cleaner. I appreciate that. 559 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The Dixon School of Arts and Sciences, Dixon Dub, comes up Friday, April 28th at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach. Great fundraiser. Find out more at newsradio923.com. We'll be back in just a minute. Stick around.